We are so excited to announce that through the last ask and all of the people that were there and donated generously prior to the event and through the event itself, we were able to raise, that evening I was able to announce that we were at $163,000, which was huge in and of itself. As the week has progressed on, I'm even more excited to announce that we are now right over $170,000 raised to create the Barney Larry Endowment.
Of course, the Baxter Regional Auxiliary presented a check that evening in the amount of $25,000 to go towards the endowment.
Yes, they wanted to, of course, be a part of the legacy that we were going to be creating for Barney. He's played such a vital role in creating and helping sustain that our auxiliary, and they absolutely stepped forward whenever I visited with them about this opportunity and said, of course, we want to be a part of it. We would love to honor him in this way, and they generously donated, like you mentioned, $25,000 to help us start up that endowment.
What will the Barney Larry Endowment be used to fund?
Oh, that's a good question, and you're exactly right. It is coming full circle, just as the auxiliary endowment was created so that it could help the needs of the hospital. That's actually what we're going to be doing with the Barney Larry Endowment as well. As I said, we're at $170,000, so we are not done yet. We do have a goal to raise at least $500,000. Now, obviously, that's not going to be this year, but over time, we do have that goal to get it to at least $500,000 so that we can, over time, be able to fund the needs of the hospital, whether that be, you know, a large capital item like a new ambulance or dollars towards a remodel, just as the auxiliary was able to do through their endowment and help us with 5 South. It's just a way for us to be able to, you know, in some way guarantee dollars off of that endowment that we can use, which is exactly what our foundation's purpose is, which is to raise money to help for the needs of the hospital serving our community.
What's next? What's on the horizon for the foundation this year?
Well, we kicked off with a bang. As you know, we were so excited to have this event, the last ask, to start off our year. It did take the place for our ball that we usually have in February, which is usually like the masquerade ball, which does give everybody a chance to get dressed up. So this was our big event for the year. But that being said, we have lots of other events where we'll be raising money for very specific things. Next thing up is the Muruk Rock the Barn in April. The Schliemann House will also have an event in the fall, and the Pites Cancer Support House will also have a fishing tournament in the fall as well. So we do have lots of other events that we hope people in our community get involved with and help us to raise money to support those community houses and the free services that they provide to all of the people that we touch in the community. But also from a foundation perspective as well, we do have a big list of items, you know, that we try to help support the hospital fund. And so we are working on raising $2.5 million this year. It's a big goal. It's a very big goal. We raised right at $2.2 million last year through the generosity of our community, and we have our eyes set on that $2.5 million goal this year. We are working through a couple of very specific things that we haven't launched yet from an ask for later in the year, but we'll get that information out as soon as we can, because we know we can't do it without the support and the generosity of our community.